Ian Foley.
Highs of just 2 to 6 degrees. Today FM News, more at 3.
Thank you, Ben. Loving your work.
Ray Foley.
That's me.
Hello. It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Had a good day. I'm Ian, I'm on. Let's do a radio show. Ray Foley's here. JP's there.
How are you?
Are we feeling good?
Groovy.
Feeling great, feeling cool, feeling groovy. Yum, 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 yum. What have I got for you, so? Let me have a look. Talk about Westlife ringing in the new year. I've got my Westlife gauntlet over there, actually.
Ireland, it's September. That time of year, the kids go back to school. The days get shorter, the leaves falling off the trees, and Christmas. Because we're feeling festive with Westlife. Festive with the best of. Festive with the west of. Festive with the rest of Westlife. Because there's four of them left.
Okay.
For sure, Brian left years ago.
Westlife, home for Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas is the last thing anyone wants to think about right now.
Well, Westlife have tickets to flog for their Christmas gigs, where they'll be playing you some dirty pop.
Dirty pop, I'm on.
Westlife, back on stage for a seasonal extravaganza, proving they've still got it going on.
Yeah, I remember the joke now. Yeah. It's just like get all the songs wrong.
Westlife, encouraging everybody to buy tickets.
Yeah, that's Backstreet Boys. Okay. Yeah, Westlife.
Yeah. Westlife, back in Dublin for Christmas. They're coming home now.
That's boys on. It's all
gonna get this done. And you know, when Westlife put on a show, it's gonna be so good.
We're gonna be so good. Like only we could.
Like only they could. Westlife. In a Christmas show you'll never forget. Christmas for three nights only. Kian, Nikki, Ronan, Mikey, Kevin, AJ, Keith, Mark, JC Chazet, Gary, and Mark. Get your tickets now for Westlife, home for Christmas, or wave them bye bye bye.
Bye bye bye.
Westlife, let's go cash.
Today FM's Christmas cash machine.
That's right. 40,217 euros. The weekend of blinding lights. This is Today FM. We play the music you love.
Hey,
Ray Foley on for Wednesday afternoon. It's okay. Matt's gonna be on from 4:30. Cool the jets. Calm down. Relax. Relax your beans.
Is that something people say?
Cool your beans. Cool beans.
Chill your beans.
Chill your beans. Do you relax? Can one relax one's beans? Relax your.
If you've got nervous beans, yeah.
Relax your bones. Relax your feet. Relax your body. relax your cacks.
Oh yeah.
You relax your cacks.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Anyway, we're on. Hello, hello. The gang's all here. Hey. Hey. Hopefully, you're joining us with cacks in full relax mode. Text or WhatsApps this afternoon, 087-4100-102. Big show on the little show today. We've got Brian Kennedy's coming in. Is Brian Kennedy coming in today?
He's coming in, yeah. He is,
with the voice of an angel. Brian Kennedy joins us a little bit later on.
Love Brian. I did a TV show a few years ago with Brian. It was on the balcony overlooking City Hall in Belfast. And Brian was appearing in the light. It was on the 6 o'clock show. Brian was joining us in the last 15 minutes or so of the show. And as he came in to sing, he sang, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day.
Lovely.
And just at the point he started singing, snow started falling.
That's the magic of Kennedy for you.
Brian plus Belfast equals magical Christmas. Anyway, Brian's going to be in later on. Yesterday, I described it as Dubai terrorism.
Don't do that again,
I will not be doing that again. Dubai terrorism. Want to give one of our gorgeous listeners...
You just did it again, Ray.
What did I do?
You said it exactly. Did you?
Tourism. Oh my God.
God, it's in there.
Dubai tourism.
Obviously.
The tourist people. They don't even have a terrorism board.
You know, I enjoyed my phone call with them after the show yesterday. I'm going to really enjoy today's phone call after
They're
going to
be delighted.
It's going to be fantastic.
Just to emphasise, it's tourism for tourists in Dubai.
Because it needs emphasising.
I'm just drawing a blank. It's like I don't even see the word.
I mean, there's different spelling for it, you know?
Dubai tourism. Have a five-night break from one of our gorgeous listeners in Dubai. Visit Dubai.com. Your chance to get into win on that a little bit later on as well. I'm like a bee today. I'm in a really snotty mood.
Oh, really?
I'm like a bee. Well, what's an appropriate bee word? Bungling.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Buffoonish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a bee. Bee words that describe me.
Big. Sorry.
I'm big in popularity. So what do you mean?
Brunette.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you've got any good news today, today, not like, oh, I'm going on holidays in 2 weeks, I can't wait. No, I don't want that. I want good news today. Anything worth celebrating, anything joyous. Like, it's something good today. 0874-100-102, we'll throw it into the roll call. Never mind me saying Dubai terrorism.
Can't stop saying it.
Dubai tourism is what I should be saying. this is at 7 o'clock. This morning, yeah. BBC newsreader Tina Dehealy is her name. Her own name is Tina Dehealy.
Okay.
And she's reading the news on the BBC this morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. Have a listen.
BBC News at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, the 7th of December. Good morning, this is Lisa Costello. This is Tina Dehealy. Having a Ron Burgundy moment there. The Trump
organization. In fairness,
good save. Good save. Yeah. That's a tough luck. That's a tough luck getting your own name wrong.
In fairness to her, she only got her own name wrong, not the name of the incredible sponsor who's given us an amazing prize of 5 nights in Dubai to give away. She only got her own name wrong rather than insulting visitdubai.com.
BBC News at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, the 7th of December. Good morning, this is Lisa Costello. This is Tina Dehealy. I'm having a Ron Burgundy moment there. The Trump organization.
What a recovery as well, it's got to be said. She instantly corrected herself. It's taken me a whole 24 hours to get it right. And even at that, I still got it wrong. Ridiculous. All right, let's do the roll call. 0874-100-102.
Her face is a map of the world, is a map of the world.
Would you die after Katie Tungstell on Today FM?
You can see she's a beautiful girl.
Katie Tungstell, Suddenly I See.
This
is Today FM, playing the music you love. We're falling out for your Wednesday afternoon. I think it's Tuesday as well. How stupid. I'm like an antichrist. I'm such a mood.
I think you need a hard restart.
I'm a real moody boo. So can someone control Alt-Delete Ray and his mood? Because he's a real moody boo today. But not as much of a moody boo as Tina, the newsreader on the BBC. Oh, yeah, I love that BBC music as well.
BBC News at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, the 7th of December. Good morning, this is Lisa Costello. This is Tina Dehealy. Having a Ron Burgundy moment there. The Trump
Fair play, unbelievable. Love that old BBC music. It reminds me of the BBC Minute Countdown. I've told you I did this before, didn't I?
What's this now?
The things I watch, the things I look at on YouTube. Actually, we could do a whole bit on that. You can text us in on that as well, 0874-100-102. Things I look at on YouTube. Spot squeezing. Squeezing zits.
Like very satisfying,
I'm always looking at zits being popped. It's become a whole massive thing.
I like the ear cleaning ones where they stick sharp things into your ear. Looks desperately unsafe.
Into
and
your ear.
Pull wax out.
Oh, right, okay. Little cameras or whatever.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at those ones. And another one I look at is if you type in BBC News 1 minute countdown on YouTube, there's loads of different ones. And you know, like the minute before the news begins on the BBC World, you know, BBC News 24?
Yeah.
Or the BBC News Channel. And this comes on, and it's a full minute of boop, boop, boop. This is so good, like.
It's building.
And they just add on layer upon layer. And each boop is a second, right? Okay, folks, we're at 30 seconds.
Nice bit of synth.
This is so, I wouldn't, you know.
Ooh, change up.
I would. They should release this as a song. It would go number one at Christmas.
Where
I swear.
Where are we at now?
What?
Where are we at now in the time?
We're at 17 seconds. At 14, it goes bish again.
Okay.
There we go.
Here we go.
And at 8 seconds to go, Ireland. This is Ray Foley on Today FM. That is BBC. I tell you what, BBC, you get those boops on the BBC. Forget Gary Lineker and his millions. Pay those boops the million. Whoever makes the boops, give them an extra million. Amazing. 0874 100 102. It's your roll call. I'm Ray. There's JP.
Hi,
JP. On show, guys. Question for you. Why do some petrol stations charge for putting air in your tyres and then others do it for free? Rare to get anything for free these days. Love the show. Hey. from Eddie in Dublin. Eddie, I would imagine it's a value-added opportunity because you're inclined to go back to that garage that gives you the free air. And you're probably less inclined to go back to the one that charges you. Am I right or am I wrong? Name and celebrate rather than name and shame. What's the opposite of shame? Name and unshame?
Applaud?
Applaud.
Congratulate?
Name and praise, Eddie. Tell us the garage and we'll give them some love on the radio for their free air. And actually any other free air garages, free tyre air garages, text us or WhatsApp us and we'll give them some love. 0874 100 102. I'm delighted to confirm I'll be attending the show today. Can you wish my cousins in Florida, Sean and Mareda, happy Christmas? You're their breakfast show over there from Paddy on Shaw. We did breakfast for many years, actually, guys, and we were dreadful at it.
So, sorry about that.
Much better on the afternoons, it has to be said. They're very lucky to be getting us a breakfast, our afternoon show. And how are the lads? Heading to Dundrum to get the Christmas shopping done. I'm so dedicated, I've even burnt a day's annual leave for it. Love the show. Hey, from Hannah. Hannah, is that one of those situations that you have to use the days, you can't carry them over? Loads of people doing that, and pure sickened. Because like, I have to take the day off, I have nothing to say. I suppose I'll do. I'll go and do the Christmas shopping, but I've nothing. I'll go do the Christmas shop. Take the day off. Do the Christmas shopping, and then I'll carry over. I can carry over five then. Do you want some good news now, or we'll take a song?
Do we need the good news? We do, don't we?
There's loads of good news that's coming in. Good news to cheer me up. You've got good news in your life. 0874 100 102. My good news, I found out today I'm expecting my second baby.
Oh, well done.
It's another baby. Don't say my name in case Dad is listening. It's going to be one of his Christmas surprises. Ooh. Hang on. Do you mean your father? When you say in case Dad is listening, do you mean your father and he's going to be raging to find out that you're having another, that he's going to be a granddad again? Or do you mean the actual father, your partner? Anyway, there's no name on that, so that's fine. I won't name you. Any more good news? We'll do that after this.
I miss you, pushing me close.
Zara Larsson, Ruin My Life. This is Today FM. Yeah, everyone's texting on the air situation now. The free air in the garages.
Free blowing up, right?
Jesus Christ. Who did the no air song?
Oh.
Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air.
Somebody Sparks.
It is somebody Sparks, but who is it?
Donnie Sparks. I don't know.
It's not Donnie Sparks, no.
Rosa Sparks.
No, it's not Rosa Sparks. Oh, there's Chris Brown. Chris Brown is on it with her, yeah. I don't remember him being on it at all. Jordan Sparks.
Oh, of course.
So, celebrate those garages that give you free air. Kennedy's, Carrick and Shannon, the best free air in Leitrim from PMAC. Cheers, yeah. PMAC. The best free air. I mean, how do you grade it? Do you suck it? Suck it and see? Don't suck it.
I started sucking it. Your man on the radio said to suck it. Ended up in the A&E.
Don't suck it. So Circle K on the Yall Road in Dungarvan is free air from Mary or Marie. She said the other one, though, in Dungarvan doesn't have it, is it?
He did, yeah. She is naming and shaming.
That's fine. I think all the apple greens supply free air. Love the show. Hey. A from Sean. This is great stuff. Garages. Garages.
Yeah.
Charging for putting air in tyres. That's inflation for you. Hey! From Mark. Go on, Mark. And good news, 0874 100102. Not massive news, but definitely good news for me. I had my second clear brain scan with no swelling since July when COVID caused big problems for me. Loving the show from Sinead. Sinead, great stuff. Congratulations. That's good news. Good news, lads. I just had a Lion Bar. Cormac, well, that's fantastic Cormac. That's news. Amazing. A Lion Bar.
Wow.
You ever dipped a lion in chocolate? And Ray, Timmy here, tuning in from Newcastle West. My good news story is my blood has been used in Cork Hospital today. Good vibes. The feeling went, hang on a minute. Did they text you and say we've used your blood?
They must do, yeah.
That's amazing. I've never given blood because I'm terrible with needles. I'm a fainter. Good vibes. The feeling you get when the message below from the blood transfusion team. Much love from Timmy. I had no idea they text you when your blood is used. And I suppose that's more of an incentive, that deadly buzz, that lovely feeling. I'm like, oh, they used it. It's been...
good deed done.
I've done something good. That's amazing, Timmy. Hashtag give blood. And Ray, we're here for the roll call today in Castlebar Hospital. My wife, Louise, and baby Grania at 2 days old. Ah, will you stop?
Well done.
Will you stop?
Let me call them. Hang on.
Oh.
Let me
give them.
Straight to the source.
They're probably not allowed to answer. It's ringing. They're probably not allowed to answer the phones in the hospital, are they?
We're about to find out.
Daddy, could you please put the phone away?
Hello.
Hello, is that Sean?
It is indeed.
Sean, congratulations. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM.
Having a good night.
Are you a new daddy, or is this your first, or what's your deal?
This is our second.
Number two,
yeah. So a house full of women.
Why? The first was a girl as well, was it?
First, the girl, yeah.
All right. So, and how old is your first girl?
She's four.
Four. So she's delighted to be big sis then, is she?
Oh, yeah. Four-year-old Maeve, yeah. She loves it.
Congratulations, guys. Oh, that's lovely. Hi, huge excitement in your house then. And just in time for Christmas as well.
Yeah, I know, yeah. So Santa's bringing me dirty nappies for Christmas. That's lovely.
Santa's bringing you sleepless nights and dirty nappies.
The messy ones, the early ones, like, you know.
Oh, who are you telling? Yeah, I know all about it. How's Mom? Is she doing okay?
She's good, yeah. She's got all the good drugs.
Louise, thing. Yeah, I'd nearly go pregnant myself, actually, to get the good drugs.
Yeah, she loves the gas and air now, I must say.
The gas and air, that's it. Actually, you can get the free gas in
Circle K.
I'm going to call it. There's a Circle K across the road here now. I'm going to see if I'm going to open the bottle first.
Where are you, Sean? In Castlebar General, is it?
Yeah.
All right, for that. I was born there myself, actually. Good.
Yeah, there you go.
Is there a plaque up in the ward?
Something there,
The devastation, the lives lost. well, congratulations, fair play.
Thanks very much.
Have a lovely Christmas. Yeah, that's lovely news. That's lovely.
Thanks so much.
Cheers, Sean. Listen, man. All
right, lads. We love the show.
Hey! Cheers, guys. Congratulations. That's put a smile on my face today. Let's see if we can put a smile on your face. The Today FM Christmas Cash Machine after 3 o'clock today. Play Ed Sheeran next. Liberty X, just a little. Listen to the FM. Playing the music you love. And good afternoon. What up, boy? Peter K joke. Text and WhatsApp 0874 100102. Hi, Rain JP. Help needed urgently this afternoon. This cold weather has turned me into a bear about to hibernate. I wonder, is that why I'm so moody? Is that why I'm like a bee? I'm like a bear. That's what I am. I'm like a blooper bear. A bloopy big bear. All the bees. It's turned me into a bear about to, a bear about to hibernate. I'm eating everything around me. It's like I have to get a massive food intake. I've had porridge, blueberries, yogurt, a toasted rasher and cheese sample, waffle crisps, jellies, and a boost bar.
Oh my God.
Is that all before 2 o'clock, Debs? Jeez, you are a bear. You're a beast, you are. Any tips on how not to eat so much in the cold weather? Yeah, Debs, don't put it in your mouth.
Put the boost down.
That's crap. Porridge, blueberries, yogurt, a toasted rasher and cheese sample, waffle crisps, jellies and a boost bar. Debs.
That's all the macronutrients ticked off there, right?
All the essential vitamins.
Absolutely.
The essential vitamins and minerals you need. Yeah, there's, isn't there, aren't they saying with the cold weather that there's a cold wave arriving and there might be snow and there might even be school closures as well. Say it ain't so. It's like lockdown all over again.
I'm so cold! I'm so cold! I'm freezing!
I'll be on Aladdin again. What's the other one that we all had to use for when the kids were at home? Homeschooling. Aladdin?
Frozen?
I can't believe I've forgotten this. Frozen, what are you talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, when the kids were homeschooled,
yeah,
and the schools were closed and they were all on homeschool, they're on Zoom with each other. On TikTok. What was it? Jeez, I'm stupid. They were on a thing where they were all... There was Aladdin.
It was a seesaw. I don't know, I'm just saying words out loud. Yeah, that's Gillian and Drada.
Cheers,
thanks.
Gillian, sorry. I was like, TikTok, it's TikTok. I'm like, of course it's not TikTok, you stupid. So, Aladdin and Seesaw, yeah. This winter, Dubai Tourism want you to leave the cold, wet weather and dark nights behind. Because, as you know, it's very cold out there.
Very cold.
It's very cold.
I'm so cold! I'm so cold!
All right, love. How about we send you off to Dubai instead? Visit Dubai.com. A cosmopolitan beach destination. Loads of water sports, theme parks and fun for families. And loads of great food too. This is our end of week prize. 5 nights in Dubai. You and a friend will fly direct to Dubai from Dublin with Emirates for a 5-night stay with bed and breakfast at Caesar's Palace. A luxury beach resort offering the perfect winter sun escape. I want to get you in the drudge to answer this question. This snowy oasis in the desert will have you strapping on your snowboard. What's it called? I've never heard of this now.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was looking at it before the show. It looks unbelievable.
You'll have to Google it then. Google the words Dubai and ski.
Damn it.
All right. Google the words Dubai and ski to find the name or the name of this place we're talking about. And get your answer into us. 0874 100102.
Ray Foley.
Try and get you into win. We'll pick a finalist for the draw in the next few minutes. 0874 100102. After Calvin Harris and Sam Smith next.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Wham and Last Christmas. JP's favourite Christmas song ever.
Amazing.
This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas. All right, good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. JP's around here.
I'm right here.
There he is. Happy Christmas to JP. And special guest joining us on the broadcast this afternoon. One of the greatest voices, one of the greatest Irish singing voices ever. And speaking voices as well. Like, he's got a nice voice to talk to too. Do you want to bring him in?
Well, I fetch him.
Go get him. Go and get him. He's going to come into the studio.
Yes, we're ready for you.
He's a long-haired, lovely, called Brian. Brian Kennedy's here.
Brian Kennedy.
Hello, you beautiful man.
Live on the radio, right?
You're on now, so don't swear.
I don't swear that much.
I know you're a potty mouth man.
I can be.
Inclined to say anything at a moment's notice.
Right, I act accordingly. If I'm potty mouth, it means you deserve it.
Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. If anyone deserves it, it's me. How are you?
I'm very well. 'Tis the season to be busy.
Well, it's good to be busy. It's good to be jolly. Are you jolly? Pretty good, yeah. How's the health?
I officially got another all clear the other day, which is my fourth year in a row from the cancer.
Yeah.
Of course. So, yeah, Chris, I have the other heart stuff that I also got an all clear from the other day too. What has my life become, fellas?
You just call into the hospital and go, we good?
Yeah.
And
the doctor, good? Am I still able to
record? Always
okay.
give you a thumb up and go, well, that's great. That's great.
It is a great relief, it must be said. But as we know, Ray, of course, there are people out there who are not getting that news. So,
yeah
my heart, my, it's a bittersweet feeling, I'll say that.
Yeah. Well, I suppose, and particularly this time of year as well, it's worth remembering people that aren't getting as good news. But it's lovely to hear that you're doing well.
And bringing Christmas music to people. I used to be a bit of an old bah humbug. blog, kind of,
yeah,
which I was into for the crack, really, mostly, you know, because I quite enjoyed people saying to people, you know, I don't really do Christmas. Uh-huh. You look at you like, oh, my God. But actually, the music seduced me. I ended up making a record called Christmassy,
yeah,
because I kept this time of year, it's when you hear things like Ella Fitzgerald. You hear all these beautiful old-time voices again. And say what you will, I have a very special memory, me and Kirsty MacColl in her living room, me singing her part and her singing Shane McGowan's part to Fairy Tale
Fairy
of New York.
New York, yeah.
So we sent our love.
That's on this... Well, hang on now. Yeah. You did this a couple of years ago, but the current...
Yeah, we did a deluxe version.
With bonus tracks
with
on
bonus
it.
Tracks
right,
on
okay,
it,
so exactly. Tell me, is Fairy Tale of New York one of the bonus
it
tracks?
It is, yeah, yeah, just...
Okay, let me see.
Can we send out big love to Shane? He's in the hospital at the moment.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I was just reading this morning, because Victoria...
Mary Clark,
was asking for prayers, and,
yes,
and
right.
Then I read this morning that he's doing a lot better.
Oh, great.
And so hopefully he's
so
in
you
good
saying
form.
That prayer thing works, Ray?
Prayer works.
Wow.
It's the power of prayer, Brian Kennedy. Where is it? Fairy Tale in New York. There
yes,
it is over
course.
There. And these are all gorgeous, by the way.
You're a bum. You're a punk.
Let me go back to the beginning. Hang on one second.
It just means you were listening to it earlier.
I was listening to it earlier on.
Doing your homework.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old Mountain Dew. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one.
The gorgeous.
Came in 18-1.
Short story.
I've got a
few. It's like a wee short story, isn't it?
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
This year's from me and you.
Is that you on the guitar as well?
That is me on the guitar, on that guitar. That
you
have
the guitar. He's got the guitar with him.
I have, of course. I don't go very many places without it.
He's got the pipes. He's got the guitar.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Did you use the... The F word, or
am I
the F word. Or not? Yeah. Well, I've
rhymes
said it now.
With maggot.
Maggot, yeah. Hang on, let me skim on there.
I did.
You're a bum, you're a punk, you're an old slut on junk, lying there almost dead on a drip in that bed. You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, your arse. I pray God it's our last.
For a piece of music that is supposed to be aggressive and violent, and it's the two characters at war
exactly.
or arguing with each other.
I like it. It's like Joni Mitchell's River. It's a very honest appraisal of what Christmas time can be like.
But I was going to say, you make even that, uh-huh. that combative sort of argumentative, sound so soulful and lovely and
but
sweet.
He's written, him and Jem Finer, who wrote the song, you know, it's such a beautiful lyric, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And again, that word has all kinds of meanings.
Well, this is what I wanted to ask you, as a gay man, because I have an opinion. Everyone has an opinion.
Everybody has an opinion, hopefully.
But I don't have a vote, I suppose.
Right.
It's not a word.
Yeah.
That affects me or that...
Well, I did address the Gay Society down in Cork not that long ago, and I put it to them. I said, look, I've recorded this song and it uses the word faggot in it, so what do you all think about that? And actually the new generation, all the new young people were totally fine. Because I said, look, we're in the business of reclaiming things, of taking mm-hmm. the negative power out of them. And for me to stand up and sing that song, I wanted to do it truthfully. Because people do speak like that, and I think the more that we educate ourselves about those things, the better. And sometimes I think words have much more deeper hurt than others, you know. So I have no trouble singing that word at all because it doesn't affect me now. However, I understand there are young people out there struggling with all kinds of identity issues. So it's a wee bit of a poison chalice, but I love that it's controversial.
Yeah, and it certainly opens up a discussion every Christmas, doesn't it?
And I'm all for that.
Every time it's on.
Yeah.
I heard someone describing it earlier on as cultural vandalism.
Right.
By going and tinkering with it and making a change to it and playing the edited version.
I mean, where do you stop? You know, I mean, it wasn't that long ago people were burning books in the street, you know, and all of that. Where do you stop with banning? I think you shouldn't really ban much unless it's really impacting somebody's life physically and step in and stop that happening. But in terms of somebody's opinion, you're never going to change everybody's opinion. I happen to love the song. I sing it in the spirit it was written with, I think. And like I say, I sang that song with Kirsty MacColl in her front room.
Yeah.
Let's just say a few wine gums were sucked upon. you know, So yeah, I'll be doing that song live. I've got loads of gigs coming up this week, next week, right up to Christmas, and I will be singing those words. I do get a particular thrill out of singing that word faggot very loudly in churches, you know, when I'm out there doing my gigs. So yeah.
Or in the context of in a church or in a religious background. For that. I got you.
I
need to... people are texting in Dubai. Will I do that now? Will I do,
to do
that
now? We could do it now.
Brian Kennedy will ring and put you in the draw for a trip.
Sure.
Brian is manning the phones.
A five-night trip to Dubai.
Yeah.
Who am I ringing?
You're ringing Sheena, and she should be in Wicklow.
Sheena, Wicklow.
Question for you, Brian. Is that a Wicklow ringtone you're hearing now?
Yes.
It is. Well, it's
hello?
Hello, Sheena.
Hi, how are you?
Brian Kennedy's here calling you from Today FM.
I'm good. How are you, Brian?
Do you know what, Sheena? I'm brilliant. How's Wicklow?
Oh, Wicklow's great, yeah. Lovely. The sun is shining.
Oh, lovely. I wish I was there myself. But however, I'm surrounded by two handsome men.
Wow, where are you?
We're ringing to serenade you. It was Christmas Eve.
Come on, Sheena.
No, I'm the worst singer.
You're doing the Kirsty MacColl bit. We're doing the Shane McGambit.
You'll lose listeners if I start singing.
Sheena Easton.
What?
She could be Sheena Easton. She,
you'll be the Sheena Easton, absolutely, yeah.
Oh, I know her well, yeah.
Sheena, we got your text message. You want to go to Dubai? You need to get away. It's so cold. Cold, isn't it?
I know. I need to go see the sun again.
It'd be lovely. This is with Dubai Tourism and visitdubai.com. They've given us a 5 nights in Dubai to give away. And we've got the draw on Friday. We want to get you in. What was the question we asked? Oh, yes. This snowy oasis in the desert will have you strapping on your snowboard. What's it called?
Ski Dubai.
It's Ski Dubai. Yay! Of course it is. Well done. Beauty, right, you're in the draw then. That's going to be happening Friday afternoon, okay?
Deadly, perfect. Thanks, Will.
Do you want to say hi to anyone before you go?
Yeah, I'm going to say hi to all the girls here around me now in the Wicklow Sports Partnership. They're all trying to stay quiet as possible in the background.
Wicklow Sports Partnership.
Yeah, Wicklow Sports Partnership.
Okay. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
They're not being very quiet, Shane. They're really not being very quiet at all. Very disappointing. Right, we got you in the draw, so we might call you back on Friday, okay?
That's brilliant, thanks. Oh, and Ray.
Yeah?
I love the show.
Yay. Cheers, darling. All the best.
Bye.
Taylor Swift, this is Today FM. I have this thing. Taylor Swift, that's called Anti-Hero. You're on Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland, good day. It's Ray Foley on with you. I'm Brian Kennedy.
Hello, lovely Brian. Good people of Ireland.
Lovely Christmassy Brian Kennedy. I was telling the story earlier on that we were a few years ago now. We were in Belfast doing the 6 o'clock show. And you
said, the balcony.
I wish it could be Christmas every day, I think you said.
Did I? Yeah. Yes, I'm sure I did. Merry Christmas, everybody.
What's the one? It was Merry Christmas. What's the one where the
Slade one.
Where your man shouts, it's Christmas.
That's Slade.
It's Christmas!
Naughty.
And I did the screaming naughty bit at the end. And the snow started coming down on the balcony in Belfast.
Yeah, Merry Christmas Everybody is the title of that song. It's a hard one to remember.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't really appear like a chorus in that way.
Yeah.
But yes, it was time to make a Christmas record. And like I say, I have a load of Christmas gigs coming up. You know, it's time to get out there and have fun.
Yeah.
Cheer people up.
I remember because you needed to be particularly good during lockdown.
Yeah.
Because you'd had the cancer diagnosis and, of course, Dickie Ticker as well.
Yes, I had that old pesky old cardiac arrest.
Which you've come through. And
I'm getting through it.
You're fine and fabulous now again. But you do need to mind yourself, and particularly during lockdown, masks and staying away from other people and all that kind of thing.
Exactly.
So being able to get out now and on a stage and celebrate Christmas and really celebrate it is something else.
Exactly. Now, the only fly in the ointment is trying to get those clothes back on that used to fit before lockdown.
The old outfits. You need to let them out.
The old suits and the outfits.
You
listen, they can't be let out anymore.
I can't
believe in the dry cleaners anymore.
I shall never darken your door again. You've shrunk it again. I can't believe it.
My phrase is older and wider. Right? Not wiser, wider.
Again, you and me both. We've both gone in the same direction.
And we'll be lucky. Lucky ducks.
And it's horizontal we've gone. Well, at least I have anyway. This gig, you're doing loads of gigs.
Loads of gigs. I'm in Limerick this weekend. I mean, I'm doing loads and loads of things. I'm doing lots of charity things up in Neary tomorrow, things like that. But the Dublin Christmassy show is St. Anne's Church on Dawson Street. Have you ever been in that church?
Yeah.
Really
I've not been in it.
Okay. Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's really beautiful. Mm-hmm. So that's the 20th of December. Doors at 7. At 8 o'clock is when I'll come on stage. And I'll play mostly songs from Christmassy. But listen, I have 17 albums now. So how do I pick and choose from all of those records? So I do certain things, but
we'll see what people want, I suppose.
Yes, exactly.
Do a poll.
Yeah, I will.
A show of hands.
Yeah.
What I've got the Oscailge, Silent Night. You did that in Irish, did you?
I did half in Irish. It's a kind of a bisexual version of it. English and Irish.
Bilingual. Yeah. Bilingual,
Brian. That's the word I was looking for.
This is Silent Night, haven't we listened to this? It's a big orgies in the church now, St. Anne's.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, around yon virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender and
those notes. Oh, isn't that gorgeous? Here we go. Is it Oscar? You can do it. There's a fiddle.
E-H-Q-N E-H-V-I-C-J C-O-T-N-A-S-U-N G-S-A-V-I-N Jesus G-L-S-H-A F-E-R-A-L-S-B-E Christ, no, go Christ, no, go
Brian Kennedy, ladies and gentlemen. Did you have a bit of Gaelic anyway, a bit of Irish anyway?
At school. Yeah,
really.
And bizarrely, on the Falls Road in West Belfast, we learnt Irish as a foreign language.
Oh, okay.
Get that.
That must have been
French or Irish as a foreign language.
Okay.
How bizarre is that? But yeah, I really took to it. Clonard, of course, made me fall in love with that sound of singing those kind of words. So the first stuff I would have learnt would be His Cushna Thradu by Clonard.
Yeah.
And then now I grew up and I became friendly with them and toured with them, and I sometimes sing that Bono part with them on In a Lifetime. I know. Lucky old me.
Will you stay for the rest of the week? Just come on every day.
That'd be lovely.
Come on in every day.
Yeah.
You sing in your accent. You're one of the few Irish people.
Yeah.
And you can clearly hear Brian Kennedy.
I think that's weird. It's weird that that's weird. Because...
I suppose, yeah.
You know, Beyonce sings in her own accent.
Yeah.
You know. And I love how, you know, she's BK as well, Beyonce Knowles.
Yeah.
Brian Kennedy. Yeah, see what I did there?
You're the original Queen Bey, though.
I like that. That's good. Yes. I mean, honestly, when you start out as an artist, of course, you kind of copy other people and emulate other people. But hopefully you find your own voice pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I happen to think the Irish accent is gorgeous. Mary Coughlan, Mary Black, Sinead O'Connor, you know, women like that sing in their own accent.
Their own accent as well.
I love
it.
Yeah.
Brian, I love you. The big show is the 20th of December, St. Anne's Church.
Yes.
And the album Christmassy is out now.
Is out now. And I will sign copies of that record at the shows, physical, if you're an actual CD collector. Rathkeel House, I'm singing there this weekend in Limerick at the beautiful local church there. So, yeah, it's going to be a very interesting couple of weeks coming up to Christmas. And then I'm gone. I'm vamoosing off to Liverpool to stay with some mates for Christmas.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I'm having a very Christmas homosexual Christmas.
All right, okay.
So, yeah, it's just wall-to-wall gay men.
Oh, well, happy Christmas. You know,
thanks very much.
Jingle bells. BrianKennedy.ie is his website, and the gig is on in St. Anne's Church on Dawson Street in Dublin on the 20th of December. Brian Kennedy!
Yeah, thank you
for what a man! Right, stick around. Enter the FM's Christmas cash machine. Make the call in a couple of minutes. I'll play George Ezra for you next as well. Right here, hang on. That's George Ezra in Paradise today. FM playing the music you love, Ray Foley, for your Wednesday afternoon. Good day and welcome. Text Brian Kennedy. He's just left like a tornado blasting through the building. He's in and out, he's gone. Lots of love from Brian Kennedy. He's great crack, lads, from Gary. Lots of love. Haha, bisexual version from Saj, from Shaz, rather, laughing at Brian. It was bilingual, Brian was trying to remember, but he called it the bisexual version of Silent Night, which would be an interesting take on the classic, wouldn't it? And that Silent Night is so beautiful, brought tears to my eyes from Gert. And OMG, Ray, Brian Kennedy made me cry in a nice way. His short rendition of Silent Night. My dad passed away Christmas Day 2015. We sang that in the funeral home. By the way, love the show. A from Rita. Loads more texts for Brian Kennedy coming in. Like I say, his album Christmas, he can get it now, and it's got a bunch of bonus new bonus tracks on it. And BrianKennedy.ie for all the dates if you want to check those out. All right, Today FM's Christmas Cash Machine. Let's go.
Today FM's Christmas Cash.
That's what I just said.
Cash
Machine. And only girl in the world. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Right, good afternoon. I was asking for your good news. Like, if you have something good going on in your, because look at me, I'm miserable. I'm a miserable old git. I've nothing good. Nothing.
News.
Nothing.
Good news.
Nothing positive in my world. Nothing positive in my life. To sit across from your man every day, mother
of
God. Epic eye roll. Hi, Ray and JP. My good news is I'm just about to head up to Cork for two nights with my husband to celebrate 10 years married today. Wow. Congratulations from Claire. Claire, we don't have your other half's name. But really, in fairness, it's always about you anyway, isn't it, Claire? Congratulations. Many happy returns. That's lovely. And Ray, we just spotted, chased and honked at the caravan of Christmas cheer, looking beautiful as it headed out of Galway. Oh, and Ray, love the show. Hey. A from Dee and Leisha. Dee and Leisha. Fair play for spotting the caravan of Christmas joy with thanks to Tesco. Yeah, they were in Air Square earlier on, and now they're heading to Kilkenny Castle tomorrow from 9 a.m. And then on Friday, the caravan is going to be at Cork's Marina for an exclusive concert with, picture this, I'll have tickets to give away for that in a few minutes. Yes, I will. If you want to get into a ticket to see Picture This Live, if you're a fan, you can see them in Cork. That's coming up, and I'll play Dermot Kennedy for you next, right here. Stick around. Joel Cardi.
Ray Foley.
It's called Sardi.
It's Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley.
Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
It's Today FM. Tuesday afternoon. Hi there, Ray's here, JP.
How are you?
Feeling good, in good shape?
Ah, yeah.
Want to do the giveaway?
Sure.
This is great. JP was texting me this morning and he said, oh, FYI, because JP's the producer on the show,
allegedly,
right?
Allegedly, yeah.
And you can really hear that fine art of production on a daily basis.
It's a tight
here
ship, yeah.
Between two and
ship.
Four. Sorry, what?
I said ship.
Tight ship. So, yeah, you can really hear that production every day between 2 and 3:30 here on Today FM, 100, 102 to Today FM. And so JP texted me this morning, he said, just heads up, FYI, you've got those Picture House tickets to give away later on.
I even added a reminder on my phone as Picture House. What is going on?
I said, do you mean Picture This? He said, no, Picture House.
No.
Picture House tickets. Guys, do you remember Picture House? There's a sun.
There's a sun. Yes. Burst. Whenever you're near me, just a sun. Burst. He's trying to break through. And I'll wait. Hopefully near you, hoping you.
Come on, JP.
I'm trying to get near it to the sun.
Such a great song, Sunburst by Picture House. Sadly, we're not giving away Picture House tickets.
No, don't have tickets for them. No.
We're giving away Picture This tickets.
That's better.
The middle of winter. There's going to be freezing rain tonight. Met Aaron have warned there could be freezing rain in places. Absolutely Baltic conditions in the nation. And here we are talking about Sunburst. With the sun bursting all over the radio. Crazy. So here's the crack, right? The camper van of Christmas joy. It was Galway today. Tomorrow it's Kilkenny, outside Kilkenny Castle. The camper van of Christmas joy with thanks to Tesco. So Galway today, Kilkenny tomorrow, and then after that on Friday, live from Cork's Marina Market. We have tickets to give away for a live performance of Picture This. Not Picture House. If you want to go along, see Picture This live in Cork. All you have to do is text in and tell us the name of the band that is performing as part of the camper van of Christmas joy, with thanks to Tesco, broadcast on Friday morning at Cork's Marina Market. What is the name of the band? Text in now. P-I-C-T-U-R-E. No! And finish the text message. 0874 100102. What's the band we're giving away the tickets for? I'll give you a clue. It's not house. It's a different word. 0874 100102. Carlos Aloud, jump. This is Today FM. Girls Aloud, jump. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ireland. Hello. My favourite bit of that song. Ray Foley in the afternoon. Hello, how are things? Tickets to go over for Picture House. Very excited about that. Picture House back in action, back on stage.
Friday. Victor, why do you keep... Why? You've been in a cheeky mood all day and it makes me nervous.
Right, I'm going to make a phone call and I don't care what anybody says. We're asking you to text in. What's the name of the band that are performing? It's part of the camper van of Christmas joy Friday morning in the Marina. Have you been to the Marina Market?
I have not.
It's incredibly impressive. It is something else. And do you know what? It's great on a weekend, like on a Saturday, Sunday, nibbles, num-nums, catch up with the pals.
Would you say there was artisanal food there?
Artisanal food and hot chocolate. You can get your hot chocolates. Very nice. Gorgeous. Great spot for a gig on Friday morning. Picture This are going to be there. And we've got... Oh, I shouldn't have said it. Picture This, not Picture House.
You're giving the game away, haven't you, really? You know what I mean?
Anyway.
It's ringing.
That's Kerry, right?
I know.
The county, not the person.
Hello,
Kerry.
No, hello,
it's Angela, right?
It's who?
Angela.
Hello, Angela.
That's me. How are you?
I'm only all right, Angela. But I'm... Do you know what? I'm all the better for talking to you, madam. How are you, Angela?
I'm very good. Okay. Very good now.
What are you up to? What's happening?
I'm at work.
Oh, you're in work. What do you work at?
I work in a financial institution in Killorglin.
A financial institution in Killorglin. Right, no names of the financial... Or do you want to name it? Do you want to say which one it is?
No, it's fine.
You can suit yourself. Who's your favourite...
Loan shark. She's a loan shark.
She's a loan shark. Yeah. Who's your favourite work colleague? Your very favourite, your top pal in work?
I could say I stuck all of them.
Oh, no, you can't say that.
Because
you can't.
Because they're all listening.
Angela, I'm going to have to push you.
It's one of the terms and conditions.
Yeah, I'm going to have to push you for an answer.
I'm going to need an answer.
A number one friend.
Mayor Catherine.
What? Mayor Catherine?
Mary Catherine.
Oh, Mary Catherine in that case. Perfect. Yeah.
Good choice, actually.
Right, and now for the tickets for Picture This in the Marina Market in Cork.
Mm-hmm.
Who is your least favourite person in work?
I can't.
Who do you hate the most? Two tickets, Angela. Come on. Who do you hate?
There's too many candidates.
Who do you despise?
Too many options.
There's just too many of them. You've got two tickets to Picture This.
They're all listening.
Come here. I'll give you the two tickets. You'll have to take Friday morning off, though, to go and see Picture This live at the Marina Market. Well done, madam.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, and love the show.
Hey, cheers, Mama.
Another Christmas cracker.
And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
McCartney, a wonderful Christmas time on Today FM, playing the music you love. Congratulations once again to Angela winning tickets for Picture This. Do you know, I like Picture This, and I like Picture House. But which is better?
There's only one way to find out.
Remember that one? Are you TV burp. Nice. Guys, there's so much we didn't get to do on today's show.
No.
I swear to God. We didn't get to do Monty Python and the Life of Brian Kennedy. For a friend of the show, Brian Kennedy, he was on with us earlier on. He tells us he's recording a new album based on the Monty Python movie in Monty Python and the Life of Brian Kennedy. Maybe we'll get to that tomorrow. Great news. Matt Cooper's on the way next with the last word. Have a lovely Wednesday. Talk to you tomorrow.
Auctioneers, estate agents, letting agents and property managers.